This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. While the DNC is in Chicago, there'll be plenty of political activity in Wisconsin this week. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. Also on Tuesday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance will talk about crime and public safety in Kenosha. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a Wisconsin delegate to the DNC. He says Vice President Harris's visit to Milwaukee tomorrow shows how seriously Democrats are taking Wisconsin.
Working to reach every single voter and not taking any votes for granted. And the Vice President has been here a number of times showcasing to voters in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin that she values this state and she's looking to earn every single vote here.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats have an eye on winning majorities in the state legislature. Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Democrats' strategy for November targets 5 Senate races and 16 Assembly races. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table when the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday into Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by 6, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. Wisconsin doctors may start testing babies for a rare and fatal brain disease called Krabbe disease. The federal government says states should be testing. 12 other states screen newborns for Krabbe, but the State Journal reports that Krabbe tests can produce false positives and some doctors have doubts about treatments. Scam artists are using social media videos to copy people's voices. Consumer advocates say you should only share videos with friends and family and decline social media connection requests with suspicious-looking accounts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department is again reminding people to lock their vehicles. An unlocked car is easy prey for the casual thief. Be sure to remove valuables from sight, take them with you, or hide them in the trunk. Park in well-lit areas to increase visibility and deter criminal activity. Consider setting up home security cameras to monitor suspicious activity and always be aware of your surroundings. If you see unusual behavior, you can report it to the police. The Central Wisconsin State Fair happens this week in Marshfield. It's the 121st year, and the theme is Rise and Shine, It's Fair Time. Junior Fair Day is Tuesday, where kids 12 and under can get in free at the gate. The carnival grand opening is on August 21st at 2 p.m. There's a full lineup of entertainment in the grandstand and the family entertainment tent. Gas prices fell 8.6 cents per gallon during the last week. The average across the state today is $3.31. This is 8.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 37 cents lower than this time last year. The downward trend could continue into this week. Gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $3.12 to $3.17 per gallon. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service has announced Purdue Foods LLC in Georgia is recalling more than 167,000 pounds of frozen, ready-to-eat chicken breast nugget and tender products. They may be contaminated with metal. The frozen, ready-to-eat chicken breast nugget and tender items were produced on March 23rd. They have a best-if-used-by date of 3/23/25. If you have these products in your freezer, they should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. Marathon County joins the Get Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign that runs through September 2nd. Over the past 3 years, in Marathon County, there were 6 crashes that involved impaired driving over the Labor Day holiday. 6 people were injured and 1 person died. The priority in this campaign is to keep people safe. If you plan to drink, have a plan to get home. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources approves the 2023-24 Elk Management Plan. The DNR said the plan will guide management at a statewide level to ensure a healthy, robust, and sustainable elk population. Key updates include creating one continuous elk hunting season, expanding the boundaries of elk management zones, and establishing hunting units within and adjacent to elk management zones. According to the DNR, Wisconsin's elk population is projected to reach over 500 animals after this year's calving season. Tomorrow is VFW night in Wisconsin Rapids. Members of VFW Post 2534 will be at Culver's on 8th Street from 4 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. RVFW will receive a percentage of sales at both the drive-thru and dine-in tomorrow night. You can stop in for delicious food and thank our veterans for their service and their continued support in our community. This Friday and Saturday is the VFW Buddy Poppy distribution. Donations made to this effort provide financial assistance in maintaining state and national veterans rehabilitation and service programs. It's time to apply for the special firearm deer hunt held at Sandhill Wildlife Area. You have until September 20th to submit your application to the Wisconsin DNR. This hunt will be open to licensed hunters and restricted to rifle or shotgun. The two-day hunt will happen on November 2nd and 3rd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a 3-game sweep, winning their 5th in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him and his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway in Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today, although there will be a little smoky haze from some of those wildfires here this afternoon. Our high right around 80. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s by Wednesday. Partly cloudy, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.